Hello, everyone. Welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is March 2nd, 2014.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
Mars is the planet of action and conflict. Rahu is the significator of ambition, obsession, confusion, and transformation. The two of them together are a suspicious combination, and more so now since Mars began its retrograde period yesterday, March 1st.
The situation in Ukraine is apparently spinning out of control. Last Thursday in Crimea, the southernmost part of Ukraine, armed men took over government buildings and hoisted the Russian flag. An armed group took over the airport as well. Now there is the threat of Crimea splitting off from the rest of Ukraine, which presents an immediate challenge to the new government in Kiev.
Meanwhile, Putin ordered the Russian army to begin practice exercises on Russia's border with Ukraine, putting some 150,000 troops into position to be ready for action.
Yeah, practicing for what, pray tell? Putin's definitely keeping an eye on things. Hopefully Mars retrograde holds back on the action.
But with Rahu nearby, the energy is all about ambition and transformation.
Oh yes, Rahu is a demon, and demons are notoriously unpredictable. And then there's Saturn, the planet of the established order, not far away and going retrograde itself today, March 2nd. Saturn is exalted in Libra and now retrograde, and therefore super strong.
Saturn going retrograde indicates more endurance, more lasting power. Saturn now digs in its heels, resisting change. Saturn being exalted just enhances its natural qualities.
I guess that would be Russia playing the role of Saturn. Russia does not want to see Ukraine turn more to the west, and as of this weekend, Russian forces have actually landed at Crimea's airport. Sounds like the bear wants its view of the established order maintained.
Indeed. All right, Mercury is the planet of commerce and trade. Mercury is also communication devices like computers and the internet. For most of February, Mercury was retrograde, and for the last 10 days, it was retrograde in Capricorn, the sign of practical reality. This combination has had serious consequences for something that was not, strictly speaking, real. Bitcoin, a virtual currency created on the internet as an alternate medium of exchange designed to take the place of dollars, euros, rubles, and so on.
Well, Bitcoin has apparently come face to face with reality after the largest of its online exchanges called Mt. Gox went belly up last week. Along with Mt. Gox, 850,000 bitcoins owned by thousands of Bitcoin users worth something like $475 million disappeared right back into the virtual world from whence they came.
Yes, the problem with a virtual currency now has become very real due to the vulnerability of such an invention to cyber attacks, electronic theft, black market dealings, and so on, to the point that Bitcoin is now being investigated or outright banned in nearly every major economy in the world.
All right, well, Mercury is the planet of decisions. Retrograde is delay. Capricorn is the sign of practical realization. Here's a good example from the final week of Mercury retrograde in Capricorn. The Arizona legislature passed something called the Right to Discriminate Bill, which gave business owners the right to refuse service to anyone based on the business owner's religious beliefs. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, faced with signing the bill, delayed signing. And finally, after much pressure from big business, vetoed the bill last Wednesday.
Mercury, by the way, also rules signing things. And note that in the middle of last week, Venus, the planet of cost and value, entered Capricorn, the sign of practical realizations. With all the national bad press from this, not to mention the threat of lawsuits, and the NFL threatening to relocate the next Super Bowls to somewhere not Arizona, everyone realized that the cost to Arizona would far out way whatever self-righteous satisfaction the homophobes and religious zealots would have gotten out of it. All right, moving on to another attribute of Mercury retrograde. It is a good time for finishing up past business. Once again, Capricorn is the sign of practical realities.
And again, Mercury is the planet that rules signing documents.
So last week, President Obama called Afghan President Karzai to remind him that there will be no U.S. troop presence on the ground in Afghanistan after this year unless the Afghan government signs the bilateral security agreement, which was agreed to in principle at least last year.
Without an agreement guaranteeing that U.S. troops will be protected from legal proceedings while in Afghanistan, and without a clear signed understanding of what the U.S. troops are going to do and not do, Obama now threatens total withdrawal from Afghanistan.
To which I say, amen. Bring them home.
For 10 years, the USA has wasted blood and treasure on a region that is every bit as untenable as Vietnam was, and just like the Viet Cong, the Taliban will eventually take control of Afghanistan. It does not smell like victory, America. It smells like hubris.
Okay, Mercury is the planet of data and information, and this includes documents like reports. Mercury retrograde means going back over the past. Last week, new data emerged indicating that radioactive particles from the Fukushima disaster 3 years ago have now reached the waters off of British Columbia, Canada.
Note that this is not atmospheric radioactivity, which made it to the Americas just days after the event. This is radioactive particles in the water carried by ocean currents, which takes much longer to make it across the Pacific in measurable concentrations.
And the question, as always, is how much is too much? Government officials in both the United States and Canada have been busy raising the officially permissible levels by large numbers so that they can claim there is nothing to worry about.
Yeah, man, don't be so negative. It's all good, bro. I'll have another order of that glow-in-the-dark Alaska salmon, please.
Right. And so we conclude this week's Review of the Week. Be sure to click in with us next week.